Dave Jarvis is back. He's got the day's news. I will take my gripes out later.
All right. Thanks, Frank. A worldwide public protest hits close to home. Occupy Bend is now underway with people camping out to make a point. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb spoke with Bend Police about how the department is handling the local protest.
Several tents have popped up on the Old Bend Bulletin property across from Pioneer Park, creating the Occupy Bend Village. Bend Police Lieutenant Chris Carney says they are doing regular patrols and making sure that everything stays peaceful and above the law.
No, they're complying. They're not interfering with anybody. They're not hurting any individuals out there. At least we haven't heard of that yet. And obviously, if we do, then we'll have to take action to prevent that.
The camping spot is wide open and easy to police.
I think for us, we're really cognizant of the fact that, you know, our country is built on the idea of, you know, freedom of expression.
Lieutenant Carney says organizers contacted them first before camping to say they were going to make a statement by occupying the property and then would vacate after the final public event planned for October 29th. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
State Representative Jason Conger of Bend met yesterday with the governor here in Central Oregon. They talked health care reform. Kitzhaber was still in town following the big meeting of the Democratic Party over the weekend at Sun River. House Bill 3650 sets up a framework for health care reform. It's aimed at changing how the state delivers the Oregon Health Plan, Medicaid, differently in Oregon. Congress just met with leaders in the local health care industry and delivered their concerns to Governor Kitzhaber.
They had a variety of concerns, actually, but some of which were cost drivers in their business, things that regulations, interestingly enough, that they have to comply with that prevent them from doing things that would save money for patients for the health care delivery system. So there were some concerns about that, and then there was the concern that they didn't feel that they were given an opportunity to act participate in this healthcare transformation process that we're engaged in right now.
Kitzhaber also toured the biomass facility at Sisters High School yesterday. Some heavy-hitting Democratic politicians were in Sun River this past weekend attending the Oregon Summit. About 200 Democrats attended, many of them high-powered like Governor Kitzhaber, as well as Oregon Senators Wyden and Merkley and Senator Al Franken from Minnesota. He spoke Saturday afternoon. Former Democratic candidate Dallas Brown was there. He said a lot was accomplished during the annual meeting, especially looking forward to the 2012 election.
It was a time for them to set policy, to talk about the election coming next year, and to find and recruit candidates, and that's something that went on quite a bit.
Brown said a lot of the talk centered around aligning with the current Occupy movements and how the party can promote programs that will create jobs. Evidence lost in a 1998 murder case has been found. Philip Scott Cannon was arrested in 2001 and convicted of murdering two women and a man in a mobile home outside of Salem. That case was appealed. The evidence was lost, and the charges against Cannon were dropped. He was freed in 2009. Now that evidence has been found, Cannon could be retried. Everyone agrees America needs to create more jobs, and Representative Greg Walden of Oregon is soliciting ideas from those in the trenches. Walden is asking small business owners to let him know what stands in the way of them each creating one more job.
Washington needs to listen to the private job creators, and they don't do that enough. So we're reaching out, and I hope small business owners will go to our website at walden.house.gov and tell us. I want to share that information with my colleagues, both in the committees in which I serve. I want to share it with our leadership team and share it on the floor of the House.
This year, Congressman Walden strongly supported the successful repeal of the 1099 requirement. That was a requirement that had business complete a 1099 tax form for most every business transaction valued above $600. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Coming up in our next newscast at 6:35, more than a dozen people are camping out in a vacant lot across from Pioneer Park. It's part of Occupy Bend, and local business leaders let state lawmakers know what they need to prosper. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.